Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Welcome back to Cookin' Joe. Eric, you were in here yesterday. I was in here writing when Antonio made his arrival in Napa, California at the Raiders camp. Drew Rosenhaus, his agent, kind of leading him along there. What stood out of you? What stood out for you with Antonio? He had some stuff I couldn't even understand, some of the things he said. He can talk in gibberish with the best of them. What stood out with you on that?
Are you talking about his little press conference, or are you talking about his Hard Knocks?
Well, I'm going to do both, but let's start with his little press conference first.
Well, he wanted everyone to know that he's been treated by a foot specialist. Now, granted, if you're a foot specialist, you probably have an MD or, you know, something similar to that. You probably have a last name, but he just wanted my foot specialist, Marty. So I don't know if it's Marty Griffin. I don't know who, Marty McFly, whoever the heck, Marty McSorley, whoever it was. But it's just, he just lives in a different world than the rest of us. He just does.
He does. And there's no word on when he's going to practice, is there? He's in camp, which is good. But there's no – Gruden, I guess, said we expect him to be ready for the opening game.
Yeah. I think that you got to run the risk of this. You run the risk of this when a guy has feet, ankle, leg injury, that if you do bring him back a little bit, you know, too soon, because he does – he likes to go full bore when he's out there, you know, possibly a pulled muscle, something like that. And, I mean, he's 31, too. He's not the AB who was 23, 25 – you know, when you start hitting 30 in this league, and those little minor injuries start to add up.
AB was prominent in Hard Knocks last night, too, wasn't
was
he?
Was he ever. They started with him, and they ended with him, and he was in between. He informed us that it was a circumcision on his feet. So.
Well, we're going to let you hear that here.
Now, that's priceless.
We're going to let you hear Antonio talking about, on Hard Knocks last night. Now, this is from the HBO Hard Knocks show.
I hope Joe cleaned it up, though, because AB did say some bad words.
Yeah, well, we're going to let you hear it right now. This is AB explaining what happened to those poor little tootsies of his.
I literally was on a vacation in Paris. I was training, and I was trying cold therapy to recover my body. And I got out, and I felt my foot burning. So I was like, man, I felt a hot sensation. So the next, like, 24 hours, it swelled up. Got really big. I couldn't really walk. I put pressure. The doctor came over, drained a little out, scalpel the next day, freaking scissors the next day, and just kind of let it leak all out. So as everything leaked all out, I was able to put a lot of pressure. Thankfully, my trainer was working me out in the midst of my freaking, I can't be on my feet. So I'm crawling within workouts, just, you know, getting other stuff better, and as everything get better, you know, the good doctor and people that was able to. So now it's just like a new skin. I'm trying to, you know, get my feet used to feeling it, but I feel like I just got a big patch of just open whoopee cushion, you know?
A whoopee cushion? What does that mean?
I don't know. You know, the visual on it was fabulous, though, because right at the beginning, he's sitting on the grass, and he's got socks on. And the camera's there, and like on cue, as they're saying, "All right, let's go, AB." And he goes, "You want to see my feet?" And it was just, and then he had that big smile on his face that we've seen from him. You know, just when he smiles at the most inopportune times, but he kind of like belts you when he smiles. I mean, it's
there's no doubt.
But it was
I mean, he used to be, I don't want to say somewhat of a charming kid, but he used to be like kind of a fun kid to talk to.
Yeah, we.
And then it just went the other way.
Then it got ugly. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, there were times, there were years that you went with just laughing at this guy. But as you said, yeah, last year things got really, really ugly with him.
Well, I see he was quoted, it must have been in the press conference when he arrived yesterday. He goes, "I'm dealing with a lot of adversity. It's on the up and up." You know, he goes, "I'm excited to be back around my teammates here." But, you know, Gruden has said last week that this isn't a laughing matter, this feet off. And it doesn't sound like it is.
Yeah, what you
and
found
you
out.
You said the visuals weren't good.
Yeah. Are you sure you want to see it?
Yeah. Are you sure you want to see it? Do you have the stomach for it?
But, you know, one thing, and I don't think that surprised anybody who's been following this situation, was Gruden did comment on it during the program last night. And, yes, while he was saying one thing publicly during those press conferences, he was generally concerned about this, and he was pretty peeved, too.
I saw at one point he must have said, "Has anyone seen my friend Antonio Brown? I wish he was here." I mean, he's missed a whole camp, basically part of two practices, barely.
Yeah, nobody still knows exactly where he went.
He said he went to Paris.
Well, but I mean, when he left camp
after for his
30th,
treatment.
Yeah,
right.
When he left on the, he just disappeared, just fell off the face of the earth, and. I know, but they're not even saying on there whether or not he is staying at camp. Remember, of course, that was a bone of contention last year with the Steelers, the fact that he wasn't staying at St. Vincent. He was off by himself somewhere. It's, you know, history repeating itself.
Well,
I mean, I
talked to Ray Ratto, you know, big media guy in Oakland in the Bay Area, and he just said Gruden doesn't have much choice. He needs him so bad. You know, you don't need him in the preseason. You need him in the exhibition and the regular season.
Yeah.
But again, you're in danger. You're creating that monster that Tomlin created.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's a tough call. What do? Do you discipline him? Do you say, you got to be here, right? I mean, how can he miss all this time? How come he's not getting treatment with the team doctors?
Yep.
Instead of dealing with Marty.
Marty. The foot specialist.
The foot specialist.
Maybe we'll hear about that coming up.
it's just a tough call.
Yeah, and you know, not surprisingly, as he shows up at camp, there's Drew Rosenhaus right next to him. You know, it's amazing, isn't it, that that whenever things get a little touchy, you know, the agent shows up there with him.
I feel like taking a shower every time I see Rosenhaus. Don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
I mean, he's. He's an enabler too. Although I think he may be giving Antonio advice that Antonio just doesn't pay any attention to.
Well, that's the thing. If he tells him something that Antonio doesn't like, it gets to the point then that Antonio goes and finds another agent.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So. And you lose your meal ticket. Yep. Thanks, Eric. You're our meal ticket on this station. That's for sure. Rick wants to talk about Antonio. Hey, Rick, how are you?
Hey guys, how are you?
Good, man.
Hey, you know what? We've all had a new pair of shoes or something at some point, and you get that blister on the back of your ankle or on maybe one of your toes.
Yep, yep.
And those last, like, week sometimes, and we're not playing football. And I guess my point is, I wouldn't be surprised if he misses games, like 3-4 games. I mean, if he had frostbite or any kind of serious damage to his feet, I mean, it's...
Well, I mean, he has. He has had frostbite, and he has had serious damage, so... how long it takes for that to heal, I don't know. I'm not a doctor, Rick, but I mean, the coach, Gruden, says we expect him for the opening game. I don't know that he's going to do much before then, though.
You guys should get a local podiatrist on him to see what they think.
Yeah, that might not be a bad idea, Rick. Thank you. You should look into programming the show for us. You do. My buddy Joe Kopp back here could use a little help on that. Joe, you taking notes from Rick there?
Yeah.
Antonio, yeah. Yeah, you can follow us on Twitter, 93.7 The Fan. It's driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram with locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. Chris Hoke is going to be joining me right at the top of the hour after Eric's 11 o'clock update. He's going to be a part of our show every Thursday at 11 o'clock. He's going to be in studio for an hour during the season, as he was last year. We always love talking to Hokie about all things Steelers in the NFL. And there's a lot of stuff going on in the NFL from what sounds like it could be an interesting, serious injury in Indianapolis with Andrew Luck. We got some contract stuff in Dallas going on. We got Baker Mayfield in Cleveland saying people want to see us lose. Got a lot of stuff that's going on around the NFL. We're going to cover all that for you as we progress with the show. But first, we got a Hagman update coming, and then going to talk football with Chris Hoke. It's the Cook and Joe Show. I'm Ron Cook on Sports Radio, 93.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.